And we got a vibe report on the line. Our vibe meister
is he there, Roscoe?
Yo.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. We just finished eating. We got Billy Miller out here, and we're spinning records from a new issue of Kix magazine.
Hey.
How you doing, Roscoe?
Pretty good.
And you're out in Lake Geneva?
No, actually, we were there, and now we're in...
You're where?
Signal just broke up.
It must be a town with a dirty word in the title.
Well, no, I'm in another one of these phones where you can pull up in the car.
Oh.
And I think the line wasn't long enough for the last truck driver who used
it. And the brakes are faulty.
Right, so you just tried to pull it out?
Of wheat and corn for as far as we can see.
Wow, so you're on your way home?
No, not really. Hello?
Yes.
I can't move at all. No, we're just out here checking out ML's clan.
Oh, you're in Michigan now.
Yeah, and we're going to Mary Lee's craft reunion.
No, I was supposed to go to mine last night.
You were?
Yeah, I blew it off, though.
Hey. Well, we're there, and, all the class reunions that I ever went to, I've gotten in an incredible amount of trouble at those things. You know, it's something like a small-town country club with 25-cent beers is a good prescription for fun.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
But, sorry, I missed last week's Vibe Report. I was out playing golf, and my sister and ML were supposed to call in the Vibe Report, but they spaced it out completely.
Well, they'll never work either coast again, but you're forgiven.
Hey, it was
cool because I liked that you were on the golf course because we had Nick Toshis out here, and we were doing the Dean Martin special.
My dad is really interested in the Dino book, you know?
We'll have to get him a copy.
Yep. Maybe a signed edition for his birthday.
All right, I think we can handle it.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened in the city of Heat?
It hasn't really been that hot. I had a couple of days of severe heat. I don't know. Sally's got a new...
Where have you been, Jim?
Bar gig.
You been in Fairbanks or something?
Oh, working at Wally's Wednesday nights.
Oh, yeah.
Sally's, that's...
Is that happening? The opening party was pretty good.
It's okay. Wally came in.
So whenever Wally shows, it's kind of like the moment.
Yeah, you got to clap and stuff, you know.
That's kind of funny. It is kind of funny, that little traffic thing that happens there in between the bar and the back room.
The little bottle up, you mean?
Yeah, a little bottleneck.
Mm-hmm.
The cluster beep. But, yeah, that was a pretty good party.
It went pretty good.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I got any other news. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I have any other news either. I can't think of any.
The weather in Wisconsin was pretty bad. You know, we were stuck in the house for days, you know, so... You know, when you're stuck in the house for days, pretty much you end up yelling at people, so...
So who'd you yell at? Cheese.
Who else? It wasn't Mary Lee.
Aha.
Oh!
So...
Mm-hmm.
The Dragon Lady?
The Dragon Lady. It was kind of fun, you know, it was I got some good pictures of food.
Great.
They got a new kind of, like, low-fat bratwurst in Wisconsin.
just going to ask you that.
Well, what it is, you know, usually bratwurst is a blend of veal and pork and a couple other four-legged things.
Yeah, a couple of two-legged ones, too, I think.
Well, they had the straight veal bratwurst, which was really good.
Mm.
You know?
He's
really
got the
interesting thing.
The Vibe Report and the animal desk in one fell swoop.
Right. But they still have not invented fat-free potato salad.
No. It wouldn't be any good if they did.
Right.
I think.
Kind of like when they took the beef fat out of the McDonald's buns and fries.
Mm.
You know, one can only look back on the days. I don't know what else is happening. Oh, I guess this musician article with me and Nils came out.
I saw it. Your picture looks really great.
You're
on page,
picture?
I believe, 25 of the new issue of Musician Magazine.
Cool.
With the life-size picture of Nils.
Yeah. And the record's out, so I'm pretty excited about that.
And your name is in big letters on the back. That's the most important part.
In Ralph Steadman's hand.
Yeah.
So, you know, now I'm just hoping that that thing's going to go at least through the rafters.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So what's on tap for fun in the city this week?
Well, we don't know. We're going to go see Jerry Lee Lewis tonight.
Where?
At Tramps.
Oh, the new Tramps.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
The second new Tramps.
Yeah.
The trampiest Tramps of all.
I guess, yeah, oh, too bad I couldn't get that tape to you. Well, next week you can play the tape.
Okay.
But, I mean, you ought to at least go downstairs and, you know, give the killer a chance to insult you or something.
Mm-hmm. I've met him, actually. He was pretty nice when I met him. I wouldn't want to push it.
Well, maybe you could send Brian down there with a tape recorder and some questions.
I'll get his station ID.
Yeah. We'll work on it. We can't get Brian in for... We can't even get ourselves in for free, unfortunately.
Oh, really? Steve the Weasel Weitzman won't give you any tickets.
Nah, we're treated terribly by Tramps here at FMU. We always have been treated terribly. So if you're an FMU supporter, you know, drive your car through the front of it some night.
Yeah, even
show your support.
FMU benefit there and everything?
FMU benefit, you know, they took, on a Tuesday night at Tramps, the place would normally be dead, right? We fill the place up, they get a great bar, they make a ton of money. They took $1,500 out of our door.
You're kidding me.
No. That's, you know, that's the way they operate.
No respect.
No respect at all.
Wow.
Perhaps it's because every time you say the word Tramps, you make it sound like you're going to clean the outhouse or something. You go, Tramps.
Well, it is in that.
You know.
it is. It's a kind
there's
of
a reason
weird
for that.
Area. But they do have the thing there, the indoor golfing range right on that block.
It's the yuppie playground block.
So you can, you know...
Well,
check out your grip.
It's one of those places. It's like certain people whose names are always preceded with the expression effing, you know.
Mm. Like effing Johns.
Yeah. Kinda.
So, Billy. So, how's your Mac?
My Mac?
Well, don't you have a Mac now?
Yeah, but I don't know how to use it.
Who does?
I'm still trying to master the pencil.
I was going to say, the post-Mac
Miriam.
Issue of Kix is pretty,
you like
pretty
that?
Spectacular looking.
I think Miriam is...
All the credit goes to the missus.
Yeah, Miriam pilots the Mac.
Yeah.
You know, the post-Mac graphics are easier to send by fax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can fax tidbits to other fans, you know.
You gotta get a next time you rent a car, Roscoe. You gotta get a car with a fax machine in it.
they do, you know. They just pile the charges on. I mean, the cellular.
So you can fax the guy in the car in front of you and tell him to move out of the lane.
You're blocking my cell. Well, you know, we'll be in Sunday night, and we'll just catch you on the weekly booze cruise and try to make it down to Sally's Wednesday night, since that seems to be the only advertisable fun.
You bet.
Happening. Till then.
Aloha.
Bye, Roscoe.
See you, Roscoe.
State of the Vibe Report. And that's just part of the fun, folks.